Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Don't let your troubles make.
We're back. It's 7 till. I'm Jim Blasingame. Having a great visit with our good friend Jonathan Zook. Talking about net neutrality. It's a complicated issue, but folks, it is going to affect you. It's a debate that's been going on for some time now. I'm surprised that this thing is still being, you were still hammering this thing out, Jonathan. Before we get back into this, I want you to tell us about ACT Online, about ACT.
Sure. The Association for Competitive Technology is the IT Industry Trade Association. We represent over 4,000 small and medium-sized businesses here and around the world on public policy issues that affect them.
Including net neutrality, and that's actonline.org. You can go there and find out the things that they do and join them. And don't forget, this is not just for people who are innovators, who create technology, and this is all, you know, you have a vested interest in what the projects Jonathan works on, just because you're a consumer of technology, whether it be technology you're holding in your hand or over the internet. Jonathan, tell us why an average Main Street mom and pop small business should care about what happens to net neutrality.
Well, in some ways, this debate is not much different than just about every other debate that that happens, in that there's this fundamental philosophical discussion between, you know, government-provided services and private sector-provided services.
Mm-hmm.
And the truth of the matter is, if you're going with private sector-provided services, you have to make sure that the government doesn't put itself in a position of making that market so uninteresting that those services don't get provided. In this case, it's the faster internet capability, which is actually going to require a huge infrastructure investment, both in terms of wirelines to the house and wireless as well, in terms of towers. So there's a big investment that needs to be made. So you either got to decide the government's going to be the one making the investment,
mm-hmm.
or you've got to make sure the market is such that the rewards are significant enough to justify.
But in the United States, in the United States, as opposed to South Korea, the private sector has built this out.
That's exactly right. The private sector has invested about $1 trillion in.
All right, but back. I really need you to get to the point about why should small business owners even pay, if they see an article on net neutrality, why should they even pay attention?
Well, I think the reason they should pay attention is that the network neutrality debate that really interests them has already been resolved, and the debate that's going on right now is companies like Google trying really hard not to have to pay for the infrastructure build-out that needs to take place.
Mm-hmm.
They don't want to pay their share, and they want that all to fall at the feet of phone and cable companies.
So let me see if I can...
really the debate.
Let me see if I understand this. Companies like Google are putting extra demand. They're putting extra demand on the infrastructure, and more so than I am in my little company, and they don't want to pay a disproportionate share of the extra demand that they're putting
right.
on it. They want to be able to flow over the internet as inexpensively as I do.
That's exactly right. And so the providers
like Verizon and AT&T are resisting that, aren't they?
Well, I mean, that's exactly right, because they don't want to raise your prices. I mean, and that's what it boils down to. I mean, this stuff that has to be done to get faster internet is going to cost money. There's no way around that. And so the question is, you get these huge volume content providers to help subsidize that, or do you raise prices on every consumer and every small business?
So in order to build out the technology, somebody's got to pay for it. And since AT&T and Verizon don't want to go it alone, they want to require the people who put the biggest demand on the system to contribute to that and charge them a higher price. That's where the debate is right now, isn't it?
That's exactly right.
And so small business owners could wind up being collateral damage in all that, right?
That's exactly right, because I mean, you know, the money's going to come from somewhere. If it doesn't come from Google, it's going to come from you.
Right. Or if they're able to start charging Google more, they could start charging me more because I use more than my neighbor does who has a different kind of business. Could that not happen?
Well, I mean, you already have a situation where people that want more pay more.
Yeah.
That's not so much the issue. It has more to do with content providers.
Right. What's going to happen, Jonathan? I got about 30 seconds. What's going to happen?
It's going to go on for another 10 years.
Really?
Yeah.
So we shouldn't even...
The FCC just lost their power to deal with this, and it's going to become a congressional issue.
Hmm. Interesting. Well, I think the way it's been working has been pretty good. The marketplace has been making these decisions.
That's exactly right.
Yeah. And that's what we need to do is just let the marketplace continue to sort this out. And so maybe the good news is the government is not going to have as much influence over this in the future. I hope that's the case. Hey, Jonathan, thanks for being here. Good job today. Jonathan Zook, ladies and gentlemen, ACT, Association for Competitive Technologies, actonline.org. Check it out. Got to go for this hour. I'm Jim Blassingham, the Small Business Advocate, reminding you that a ship in the harbor is safe, but that's not what ships were made for.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blassingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.